This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sam, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, if you head up to the website, there's a, what's the thing called? Chat room. That's it. For you old-timers like myself, there's a chat room up there that will... You can have conversations with people smarter than I am are up there. You can give me your email address, buy my book, buy a coffee mug. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up at the website. The Facebook feed, that's what it's called. See, I get confused because I call them chat rooms. I've always called them chat rooms. Since day one, guess what? They were called chat rooms. So I figured that's what you still call them. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just kind of a smorgasbord night, right? I'm going to do the stories that you've thrown at me over a period of time. You know, the stories that nobody else, really, there's a lot of people, they touch on them and then they move on. I don't want to just touch on them, I want to talk about them. And some of the misunderstandings today, I heard that the Supreme Court refused to hear the DACA, DACA ruling from the lower courts. It doesn't mean it's dead. It doesn't mean that the president was beat. All they're saying is we won't allow you to sidestep the process. You need to go through the Ninth Circuit Court and then move it over. I think what they need to do is break up the Ninth Circuit Court. Way too big, way too much going on, and they're freaks. Think about something. It's the only circuit court that has actually overturned its own ruling. Several times, actually. It's a little, you know what I mean? After one too many vodkas. I guess the Russians are involved in that, too. The Supreme Court ruled that detained immigrants, they don't get automatic bond hearings. They don't have automatic access to everything that we do. You know, taxpaying American citizens. So, and I hate the way they put this. A sharply divided Supreme Court has concluded that certain immigrants or asylum seekers do not have an automatic right to periodic custody or bail hearings. The 5-3 decision comes as a Trump administration looks to shore up rules governing those seeking permanent entry into the country. At issue is whether aliens requesting admission to the U.S. who are subject to mandatory federal detention must be afforded court status hearings. Right? And they could possibly be released into the country. If the detention lasts more than 6 months, that could include lawful permanent residents charged with a crime, those detained at the border seeking entry who might lack valid documentation, or those claiming fear persecution if they return to their home country. You know, because they're refugees from prison. It's happened. The key plaintiff was Alejandro Rodriguez, held for more than 3 years without any bond hearing. The Mexican national was convicted of misdemeanor drug possession and joyriding, but fought the deportation. He eventually was allowed to stay in the U.S. after his release from custody, with the help of the American Civil... Gee, there's a shock. The ACLU. He sued claiming his constitutional rights were violated. Now, in a majority ruling, Justice Samuel Alito said that the government's authority was clear. Detention during those proceedings gives immigration officials time to determine an alien's status without running the risk of the alien either absconding or engaging in criminal activity before a final decision. Alito also accused the three dissenting judges of ignoring the relevant law. How does the dissent attempt to evade the clear meaning of detain? See, the courts become a political arm. It's never meant to be that. I guess in the days when our founding fathers first thought about it, and they always knew that man was corrupt. They knew that the system would eventually get corrupt. And they even said that if the people accept corruption, and I'm paraphrasing here, then that's the kind of Congress they're going to get. If they want people of integrity, if the people are people of integrity, then that's the kind of Congress they'll get. Chief Justice John Roberts, Justice Anthony Kennedy, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch supported the judgment, but Justice, now check this out, Stephen Breyer said the fact that these are immigrants in custody does not diminish their right to a hearing. The bail question before us are technical, but at heart they're simple, Breyer said. In an unusual oral dissent, he read it from the bench. We need only recall the words of the Declaration of Independence, in particular, its insistence that all men and women have certain unalienable rights, and that among them is the right to liberty. Chose only that one, huh? Breyer was backed by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, right, Justice Elena Kagan, recused from the case back in November, citing an unspecific conflict. The court avoided resolving other issues raised by the plaintiffs, throwing the case back to the lower courts to decide if the immigration law being challenged is even constitutional. So they don't get immediate rights to our Constitution. They don't get immediate rights to our law and legal system. And they're coming here. We don't know why they're coming here. We have no way to check them out quickly. Right? And if they're really, and look at this, coming here and there's something hidden in their past or hidden in their home country, we can't find out about it that fast. So if you let them go, even on bail or bond or whatever, you let them go, what happens when they don't show up again? How do you fix that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, anytime you want to be involved in the conversation, it's real simple. You can call in, or you can head up to the website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room going on there for those of you who hate, and I don't blame you, I hate them too, who hate, the Facebook, the whole Facebook thing, to put it in your words. So you can watch live, you can listen live, you can talk with other people up on the regular website, therealside.com. You know, you can also get the app. We have an app in the Apple Store and in the, what's that other place? the Android store. And they're custom apps, so they're not like the normal ones. You know, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can send me an email, you can call the show, you can get the latest writings, you check out what's going up on the website, you can do all kinds of stuff there. But, you know, it's you know, all these stories that are going on. I've got stuff coming by me at a million miles an hour. You guys send me stuff during the show, I get a kick out of it. I can't read them all, obviously. I can't even read you. Some of you write me a little booklet for comments. Don't write me booklets for comments. Just write me a couple of bullet points, and I'll get it. I may look stupid. I'm not that stupid, though. Since we're on the subject of illegals, I don't know if you guys heard that a Bay Area mayor in California, Northern California, the Oakland, California, actually. San Francisco and Oakland has a very, very large number of homeless, very large number of illegals. You know, they want to be the sanctuary area for the world. The Oakland mayor, however, she decided to come out and let all the illegals know that raids were just around the corner. They were coming to get you. And, you know, they said, and some of these people have said a long time ago, the law enforcement agency said, look, if you just cooperate with ICE, then we get one, right? We get the guy in the jail cell that we already know is here. We already know he's breaking the law. Yeah. So they decided not to, well, the California authorities decided not to play with them, not to play nice with the other law enforcement officials. You know what happens? Guess what? Here's what happens. You don't let them out. They know they're around, so they go to their home. When they go to their home, they find out grandma and grandpa are here illegally. Guess who gets to go back to Mexico? They find out the kids are here illegally. Guess who gets to go back to Mexico? The aunt and uncle, the brother and sister. They wipe out a whole house of people. Why? Because in most cases, if they had just given up the one at the jail cell, they would have got nobody else. So now the Oakland mayor decided to do what she did. You know, right in the face of ICE, who have a perfectly legal right to do this. That's their job, is to enforce federal law on immigration, right? Now, the head of ICE's enforcement and removal, Blast Mayor Libby Schaaf's decision to announce raids, Claudia Cowan, rides along with the federal immigrant agents trying to enforce the law. That's a local reporter. Federal immigration officials have arrested more than 150 individuals in violation of federal U.S. immigration law, most of them in Northern California. Now, this was despite a warning from the mayor that the raids were coming. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made the arrest in San Francisco and, you know, around Oakland. They started Sunday as part of a targeted immigration enforcement operation. Now, here's the funny thing about it. I don't think we saw these under Obama, because in his mind, they were more than welcome to be here. Everything was okay. Didn't matter what they were doing. Didn't matter who broke the law. Roughly half of those arrested by deportation officers have convictions for assault and battery, crimes against children, weapons charges, DUI. So 75 of them were true criminals. True thugs, true people we don't want in this country. ICE highlighted the arrest of one fugitive in particular, who officials stated is a documented gang member. Armando Nunez Salgado, 38, of Mexico, was arrested Sunday as part of ICE's widespread raids. You know what? The reason Mexico's so against us, they don't want him back there. They don't want to have to put up with him. Over the past 18 years, Nunez Salgado has accumulated criminal convictions in California that have resulted in more than 15 years of prison sentences. Right? The man's been previously removed by ICE 4 times. He's been to jail for 18 years total. Why isn't he gone? Why hasn't he been gone for good? Why are people screaming that he's being removed? California loons, I'm telling you, they're at it again. They don't know what they want. Well, actually, they do know what they want. They want total anarchy. Other arrests include that of a Serenos gang member, other illegal immigrants with criminal convictions from Mexico, Guatemala, all throughout Northern California is what they're going after. The arrest came in the days after Libby Schaaf, the Democratic mayor of Oakland, posted a press release to Twitter. Jeez, that's a great place to put it. warning constituents in the sanctuary city that multiple credible sources told her that ICE would be conducting a raid in the Bay Area as soon as Sunday. See, I wouldn't tell her till Saturday night. I'd go, oh, God, meant to send this out Friday. Here you go. She received swift backlash, though, following her post, with many arguing over the legality of such a warning. The Oakland mayor, her decision to publicize her suspicions about ICE operations further increased the risk for my officers and alerted criminal aliens, making clear that this reckless decision was based on her political agenda. ICE Deputy Director Thomas Holman put out a statement on the, along those lines. Now, here's the thing about it. He's right. You want to warn people, I guess you have a right to do that, but not as an elected official. You don't have a right to put other people in harm's way. These were gangs. Some of these were gang members. These were people that were already had done jail time or been picked up or had been convicted of violent crimes. Why would you do that? Why would you put them in harm's way? See, my attitude is, if you think they're so safe and it's so okay and everything's so right, why don't you move them into your neighborhood? Seriously. I mean, they never offer a solution. The solution is let them stay. They add to the economy. I don't. Do drug dealers pay taxes? When did that happen? Is that a new rule? Further details of ICE's immediate activities in the Bay Area remain unclear, although the agency says that 864 illegal immigrants with criminal convictions remain at large, and they'll be looking for them. I like that. Right there. There's, you know what I would have done? That was a tweetable moment. I would have just tweeted out, look, obviously, we're not stopping. And there's 860 of you guys out there, and we're going to find you. And we'll be looking for you in Oakland and San Francisco. Let's see how fast that place clears out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
I'm Bill Machine, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, I want to get the little dancing stuff out. I am the king of the swingers ball. All right, no, I'm not, maybe. Apparently I'm not, as I've been told. I'm Joe Machine, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots of stuff you can do up there on the website. You give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I let you know who... See, I screwed up again. I let you know who, how, where, and when. And, you know, who we're going to have on the show, what kind of topics we're going to discuss, that kind of thing. Now, look, I did it the other day, and I screwed up because I gave it out, like, in the last half hour. So by the end of the night, the 35th email I get, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We'll get one of those flags I keep talking about. You know, the handmade American flags with a hand-stitched or whatever the proper terminology is. Let's put it this way. They're not made in other parts of the world, sent here, and then glued together. They're cut here, they're dyed here, they're stitched here. They're made in America. That's right. They're American. And you keep American workers working, right? You keep the money here in this country. Terrible thing to want to do. I always love people when they send me emails or send me notes, you know, about how, yeah, I'm not helping the whole American economy when I keep just calling out Americans, which I don't understand at all. Because real Americans, right, we pay taxes. We work here. We pay taxes. I mean, give me a break, will you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversations. I was just finishing up a story about how ICE, you know the mayor of Oakland, she warned about the impending raid on Twitter. You know, maybe somebody should slip and warn about the impending investigation on the mayor. Because she, you know, gave out, you know, she gets this information because she's a mayor. It's not like ICE or Homeland Security sends every resident in Oakland an email or something that says, hey, we're coming for you. No, they send it to the elected officials. They send it to people in charge to let them know what you're going to be doing in town. So you're not in their town. It's kind of a courtesy thing, right? And she turns that into a chance to get the ICE agents in trouble, to maybe cause them problems. But there's just under 1,000 illegals in the Bay Area still that they know about, I'll put it that way. With criminal convictions and other public safety threats, they remain at large, and guess what? ICE ain't giving up anytime soon. God bless those guys. Perfect. I don't know about you, but I'm good with this. All right, more about your tax dollars. This should make you throw up in your mouth. San Diego State University, which is another, my God, left-leaning California institution of lunacy, they're actually having a course, or will be having a course, on how on removing Trump from office. How to remove President Trump from office. Not how to remove a president, right? How to get a duly elected president gone. No, no, no. How to remove, specifically remove, President Trump. San Diego State University is now offering a course dedicated exclusively to the topic of removing Donald Trump. The one-unit course, Trump Impeachment Removal or Conviction, will be offered in March and is set to be taught by Professor John Joseph Cleary. The required text for the course is Alan Lichtman's The Case for Impeachment, a book published in response to Donald Trump's election that advocates for presidents' removal from office. Now, the focus will be on two constitutional grounds, impeachment and removal, 25th Amendment, and the possible charges of an independent counsel, the powers of the president, and the history of the creation of the presidency, and the comparison of the divine right and rule of law leadership. The curriculum will also address grounds for impeachment, removal, or indictment, such as conflict of interest, foreign involvement, climate change, racism, religious bias, improper influence, nepotism, and a host of other crimes. When did nepotism become a crime?
I was just
going to
ask that.
I'm just curious. You know, look at all these things that they're lining up on Trump, yet their God, Lord, and Savior, Mr. Oblamo, apparently never did anything wrong. Nothing that man did was questionable or wrong. You know, you'd take some of them serious if they would say, yeah, you know, Mr. Obama had some missteps, and this is where they were. And this is where I think he might have did something wrong, or even illegal. But they won't say that. You know, notice that Pelosi, Schumer, and Obama are in that whole, like, you know, Greek God section for the Democrats. Oh, I forgot Clinton. Although she's like the head God, but I don't know what that is. The course will be offered through SDSU's Criminal Justice Program, which is part of the school's College of Professional Studies and Fine Arts. The course is one of four one-credit courses featuring an email sent to students on Monday, which advertised them as a way to get the last credit necessary for that degree. And it's just cost $221. So you got to pay $221 on how to trash Trump. Isn't it funny? These liberal loon socialists are so much into capitalism. $221. That's a lot of money. The courses do, however, require students to attend the two marathon 15-hour class sessions, spaced roughly 1 week apart. Professor Cleary did not immediately respond to the news outlet's request for information. But I love, I mean, it's they're using... Here in California, the school districts, there's colleges, community colleges, regular colleges, state colleges, they're all heavily subsidized by the state. That's your tax money and my tax money. Now, Trump didn't take this state, obviously. Hillary did, by legal and illegal votes. But even so, why do I want my money, why do I want my tax dollars being used for students, for Americans, well, maybe not all American citizens, but students to learn how to remove, how to make up a way to remove a sitting president. See, again, I wouldn't have any problem with the left doing these kind of things if they did it to both sides, if it was true equality, if they truly were outraged at the same things that both sides do. And, you know, they've all been taught now. Have you guys noticed this, the answer when they say to you, you know, start talking about the gun issue. And you say, well, wait a minute, you guys had total control of this. How could you, you know, with Obama, you were so bent on health care, you never dealt with the gun issue. And there was 160-plus mass shootings under Obama. So you would have thought with that many, you guys would have dealt with it by now, wouldn't you? Well, what do you bring up the past for? Why are you always bringing up Obama? Why? Because it's just, you know, it's a way I get to measure things out. If you're upset about mass shootings, are they only mass shootings that take place under Republican presidents? Or are they all mass shootings, even if it's a democratically controlled government? Which is it? Just so I can understand how to deal with it. They don't like it. Makes them nuts. And it's disingenuous. I like to call it lying, and they know what they're doing, and they know they're being deceitful. But I have no proof, so I'm not willing to lower myself to their level. And that goes for you guys, too, because you'd be doing the same thing if you do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is where I wish President Trump would have the guts to apologize. And that's exactly how I'm going to put it. I don't agree with everything he does. You guys already know that. You've heard me speak about this stuff before. But a federal judge ruled against challenge to the Trump border wall. A federal judge on Tuesday ruled against an environmental challenge to President Trump's border wall, delivering a win to the Trump administration in a decision that allows construction plans to move forward. Now, it's a 101-page ruling. The U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Carrillo wrote that both Congress and the executive branch share responsibilities in protecting the country from terrorists and contraband illegally entering the borders. The case involved Trump administration's ability to ignore the environmental laws and to construct the wall across the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, the project had been challenged over and over again by environmental groups out of California. Of course they were. Now, the administration will now allow them to move forward. They grant themselves waivers. I mean, they are the law for all intents and purposes, right? But there's a twist to this. And you won't know it until you come back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, before I get back to removing Trump from office, not me. You're California. If you live in California, it's California state tax dollars going to putting a class together to learn how to remove Trump. But based on what these kids know when they come out of school, I'm not worried about it. I got thinking about it during the break. They don't even know when we won our independence, let alone how to push something like this through. You know what I mean? Seriously. I think we get crazy about the wrong stuff sometimes. So somebody sent me this note. It says, haven't we compromised enough? We're always told that gun owners need to compromise, right? 1934, the National Firearms Act was put through. In 1968, we had the Gun Control Act. That's scary enough. In 1986, Firearms Owners Protection Act. They always name these things, making it sound like it's good for you. 1993 Brady Handgun Violence Act. 1994, there was the Assault Weapons Ban. And in 1995, the one that really, really contributed to what went down the other day was the Gun-Free Zone Act. School Zone Act. So think about that. Haven't we? We've already given up enough. We've already gone back to the board with them. You know, and that's the fun thing about it. Every time they want to change something, we have to give. We have to come back to the board. We have to. And what they do doesn't work. You don't think it works? I mean, you think it works? Go check out Chicago, Miami, D.C. I mean, you look at these places where they're having some real issues. New York City. Look at what's going on in these places when it comes to not just crime, but truly what's going on as a whole. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. So, I don't know if you heard, but the other day a federal judge ruled against the challenge to Trump's border wall. That's right, the eco freaks are now, you know, going out of their minds because a judge is actually going to let them put up a wall that might get in the way of some red-spotted frog or three-winged owl or something. Might violate their living area or what have you, because we can't do that. But the judge came down and said that the border security is paramount to stemming the flow of illegal immigration that contributes to rising violent crime and the drug crisis that undermines national security. Now, here's the beauty behind this. This was the judge that Trump was beating up because I think his parents were illegals or Hispanic. And the judge is Hispanic. And the judge has ruled against him in the past on certain things. So, this is where, if I was Trump, I would tweet out or speak out or whatever it is, whatever way he wants to do it. I'm going to tell him how to do it. And he doesn't even have to say, I love this guy. He just has to say, look, I appreciate Judge so-and-so taking everything into consideration on this case, applying the law of this country, and coming up with a fair and just outcome. That alone would move his marks, you know, 5 marks up the pole. It wouldn't take much. Now, California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, I mean, this guy's another one that needs to be replaced. See, the problem is that they have so much power, the Dems do in this state, they pretty much think that they can get away with anything, and that the law doesn't apply to them. They actually had, I wish I had kept a clip, where the legislator said, look, we're California, we make up our own laws as we go. We don't follow your laws, I mean the federal government's laws. He said that his office said, we'll evaluate all of our options. We're prepared to do what's necessary to protect our people, our values, and our economy from federal overreach. Now, federal judges said this is not federal overreach, Becerra. But, you know, it's not overreach. And it's not protecting their people. It's wanting what they want. They just want what they want. They don't really care. You know, they want open borders. They don't want you stopping anybody coming over from Mexico. They want all their relatives up here, so to speak. As I said, then let's build a wall up the east coast or the east border of California. We won't have to fire a shot to take this place back in about 15 or 20 years. It'll be desolate. A medieval wall along the U.S.-Mexico border simply doesn't belong in the 21st century, Becerra said. Brian Segui, a senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, which challenged the wall, said the group plans to appeal this disappointment ruling, which would allow Trump to shrug off crucial environmental law that protect people and wildlife. Who are you protecting down on desolate borders? That's what I want to know. I mean, in the middle of nowhere, they're going to put water there for people who are coming over illegally. You know, there was a picture a couple of weeks ago of Border Patrol pouring out the water jugs. And they were saying, look, here's the problem with the water jugs, is they believe, you know, people coming over illegally, figure all these resources are going to be for them. When they figure out they aren't there, they won't come over. And nobody's talking about the crime that's being perpetrated on these people, too. Yes, young girls are still being raped at the border. But you don't hear about that. The only place you hear about rape culture and rape is where? At the colleges. Why? Because conservative dads like myself want to tell their daughters to be safe and don't leave themselves open to these kind of situations. Right? We then become part of the rape culture. But when it happens out there on the border, when it happens with illegals, when it happens with those coyotes, you hear nothing. They go on to say that the Trump administration has completely overreached its authority in its rush to build this destructive, senseless wall, Sagi said. So now he's talking against the judge, right? They're giving unprecedented and sweeping power to an unelected agency chief to ignore dozens of laws, crash through hundreds of miles of spectacular borderlands. This is unconstitutional and shouldn't be allowed to stand. Funny, because when President Trump says those things, they say, oh, he's pushing back on the judiciary. He's pushing back on the judges. He says they don't know what they're talking about. Can you believe that from a president? But this is why I say to you, it's not equality. They want control. We need to make a bumper sticker or T-shirt, right? Had Curiel ruled against Trump, he could have undermined the construction of the barriers on unfenced portions of the border. The Trump administration was sued back in September as part of its effort to block any construction of the border wall. Curiel is the federal judge who then candidate Donald Trump once accused of being biased against him due to Curiel's Mexican ancestry. Curiel, whose parents emigrated from Mexico, was attacked by Trump in 2016. Trump said the judge held tremendous hostility against him in a lawsuit involving Trump University because of Curiel's Mexican descent. So this is why I say to you, Trump needs to be the bigger man in this particular instance. He needs to say something. I don't care what it is, because he says something about everything else, right? Anyway, let me see. What else we got? I got one story I'm going to say for the next hour. But the campus reform. If you guys ever have a chance, head up to Campus Reform. They got some great stories up there. You know, they've got, you want to know what's going on, really the crazy stuff that's going on campus, college campuses across the country? This will make you crazy. You know, you look at things like Rutgers University. Did you hear about this one? this stuff never stops. But the Rutgers paper blames the Florida shooting on toxic masculinity. Here we go again. Right? It's to blame for America's mass shootings, according to an op-ed published to the Daily Targum, a campus newspaper. You know, where were all these mass? If we were more masculine, little boys and teenagers and young boys were more masculine in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s than they are today. I mean, look at them. Look how they dress. Look how they act. Look how they carry themselves today, as opposed to back then. We have little boys running around with six shooters in their little fake holsters, right? Little plastic holsters with plastic guns. Any of those kids grow up to wipe out schools? I think not. Right? They were loud. They played. Oh, I'm probably going to shut off for this. They got to play cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers, good guys, bad guys. So what is it today? Is it good people, bad people? I don't know. What would you do? Oh, God. They got to blow off some steam sitting on a couch with controls in your hands, okay? And blowing up the guys on TV, it's not exercise. It's not blowing off steam. It actually makes it worse because you're getting these adrenaline rushes, these real-time adrenaline rushes that your body isn't burning off because you're sitting your fat butt on the couch. You know, when they're out there doing the paintballing or laser tag, at least you're running around. I don't even think they have laser tag anymore, but you know what I'm saying. At least you're running around doing stuff. We're going to go to break. Go do something. Get off the couch. Get off your seat. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.